Welcome to Security for Legal SaaS. I'm Alice.
And I'm Dan. Episode 1. What is a threat model? Alice, I want to start with something I hear constantly in planning meetings. 5 words that apparently cost a fortune.
We'll add security later. Every time someone says that, a future incident responder gets their wings. And by wings, I mean a 3 a.m. phone call and a week of forensic log analysis.
You say it costs a fortune. Give me a number.
Equifax, 2017. They knew about a critical vulnerability in their Apache Struts deployment. Apache existed. They decided to apply it later. 76 days later, attackers had exfiltrated the personal data of 148 million Americans. The settlement alone, $575 million.
Right. And if you're building legal tech specifically, the stakes are arguably worse. Not necessarily in dollar terms, but the assets include attorney-client privileged communications. If those leak, you haven't just lost data.
You've potentially waived privilege. That's a category of harm that no amount of credit monitoring fixes. So the alternative to "we'll deal with it later" is you deal with it now. The structured way to do that is called threat modeling.
Break it down for me. What does that actually involve?
A threat model answers 4 questions. These come from Adam Shostak, who ran threat modeling at Microsoft and literally wrote the book on it. 1. What are we building? 2. What can go wrong? 3. What are we doing about it? 4. Did we do a good enough job?
That's it. No special certification. No enterprise tooling.
4 questions and a whiteboard. Let's walk through them for a concrete scenario. Say you're building a contract review tool. Lawyers upload contracts, some from clients, some from opposing counsel, and an AI flags risky clauses.
Okay, so question 1. What are we building?
Draw the data flow. A user uploads a document through your web app. It hits an API gateway, goes to a document parser, then to an AI inference service. Results get stored in a database, and the lawyer sees annotations in their browser. Now mark the trust boundaries, the points where data crosses from one trust level to another. The document from opposing counsel crossing into your system, that's a trust boundary. The AI service reading from your document store, another one.
Right. And question 2, what can go wrong, is where frameworks come in.
The Stride framework. Microsoft developed it in the late 90s as part of their security development lifecycle, and it's still the most practical I've seen. 6 categories: spoofing, tampering, repudiation, information disclosure, denial of service, and elevation of privilege. You walk each element of your diagram through those 6 lenses.
So for the contract review tool, give me examples of what you'd find.
Can an unauthenticated user submit documents? That's spoofing. Can the AI service access documents from other clients? That's information disclosure, a multi-tenancy isolation failure. Does the AI service share database credentials with your admin panel? Elevation of privilege.
Yeah, I'd bet most teams, the first time they do this, find things they hadn't thought about.
At least 3. And usually the most dangerous one is something they assumed was safe, because nobody had ever questioned it.
Okay, question 3. What do we do about each threat?
4 options. Mitigate. Implement a control, like encrypting documents at rest or enforcing tenant isolation at the database level. Transfer. Insurance or contractual liability. Avoid. Remove the feature that creates the risk entirely. Or accept. Document the risk and consciously decide to live with it.
Key word being consciously.
Exactly. Most security failures are risks that were accepted by default, because nobody ever asked the question. And for legal tech specifically, professional conduct rules constrain your options. ABA Model Rule 1.6C requires lawyers to make reasonable efforts to prevent unauthorized access to client information. We accepted the risk, is not a great answer to a bar disciplinary panel.
Question 4. Did we do a good enough job? I'm guessing this isn't a one-time checkbox.
The NIST cybersecurity framework makes this a continuous cycle. Validate your mitigations. Test them. Review the model when the architecture changes. Look at the MOVEit breach in 2023. 2,773 organizations hit through a single file transfer vulnerability. Nearly 96 million individuals' data exposed. Professional services firms were 13% of the victims. A single supply chain dependency, unexamined in the threat model, became the entire attack surface.
So those are the 4 questions. But I know there's something else you want to talk about. A class of threat that most legal tech teams miss entirely.
Because it exploits the core workflow rather than a bug. Your contract review AI reads documents from opposing counsel. That's the job. But what if the contract contains hidden instructions? White text on a white background. Invisible Unicode characters. A comment field with text designed to manipulate the AI's behavior.
Indirect prompt injection. The AI follows the injected instructions as if they were legitimate system commands.
Researchers demonstrated in 2023 that adversary-controlled content processed by an AI system can effectively achieve arbitrary code execution. Not in the traditional sense, but in the sense that the AI does what the injected text says. In a legal tech context, an opposing party could craft a contract that causes your AI to reclassify privileged documents, subtly bias its risk analysis, or encode sensitive information into its output in ways the reviewing lawyer might not notice.
That's genuinely unsettling. Is there a complete defense?
No, not today. What you do is layer partial mitigations. Strip hidden text and metadata before AI processing. Architecturally isolate the AI that reads adversary content from your privileged document store. Don't just tell the AI not to access it. Make it physically unable to. Require human confirmation for any privilege reclassification. Log everything.
And the point is, the threat model is what makes you ask the question in the first place.
Without it, you build the happy path. Document goes in, analysis comes out, lawyer saves time. The architecture treats all documents identically because that's simpler. The AI has broad database access because that was easier. With the threat model, you see opposing counsel's content crossing a trust boundary. You apply stride, you find information disclosure and tampering risks, and the mitigation, architectural isolation, gets designed in from the start.
Right. Security as engineering versus security as afterthought. One costs $575 million and an appearance before Congress. The other costs 30 minutes and a whiteboard.
You can do this today. Pick one feature. Draw the data flow. Walk through stride on each trust boundary. Write down what you found. You will find something you missed. Everyone does.
Next episode, we'll dig into the stride framework. 6 categories of threat. 1 mnemonic. And a systematic way to find what your architecture is missing.
Until then, I'm Alice.
And I'm Dan.
Security for Legal SaaS is a series written with AI assistance. Alice and Dan are AI-generated voices. No professional advice here, just education.